It is like that. In other words, the beasts of your planet have the ability to withdraw their consciousness. And because they don't want pain, they do not need to experience pain.
Now, to follow, just so I'm really clear on this.
Yes.
So, given that they do have such an untainted connection to Source, and that they are such pure...
Not always. The more you domesticate them, the more they act like you.
Okay. Well, what I want to get at is that if the caterpillar understands the spider, and the spider understands the caterpillar, and if the caterpillar really understands that it is to be food for the spider, why is there what looks to me to be violence from the spider to the caterpillar, and what seems to be fear from the caterpillar towards the spider? Why does the caterpillar not just lay out and say, "Hey, spider, you know, I know that you're going to eat me, and I feel really good about that, and I feel really good about my body now becoming part of your body."
Well, the thing of it is, it's not so different from the way you live. When you in your human form are experiencing life, which is giving you contrast, which is calling you forward, it is the calling forward of life that is that zest for life. And you will see a zest for life in your animal kingdom even more prevalent than you will in your human being kingdom. In other words, life is constantly calling them forward. But do not misunderstand the calling forward of life. In other words, because anyone in their physical form is preferring to continue joyfully living in their physical form does not mean that they are resisting death. That's the difference. In other words, the beasts still have the zest for life, but they are not all balled up in resistance of death. They're not pushing against the idea of death. They are cooperating with the cycle of life, and we just don't see that in humans. You don't cooperate very well in the cycle of life. Most humans would prefer, in fact, it's the reason you have this healthcare crisis. It's not because you're all running around worried about breaking your bones and needing attention. It's that you have visions of needing to spend long years with tubes up your nose, and you know that it'll cost a lot. In other words, it's that long, slow decline into the abyss of death that humans have got pictured. That you're getting a sense of what we're talking about. A zest for life is very different than a resistance of death. And the beasts have a zest for life. And as you watch those, what you are calling struggles, through this context, see if you can't notice some zest for life going on rather than a worrying or a fearing about death.
Okay.
Also, it is not just with animals, but it's a value for you to work on this a little bit as you are observing other humans. You never can accurately superimpose the fear that you think you would be fearing or feeling if you were being eaten by what would, in your terms, be a giant spider, in other words. They just aren't necessarily, no one else is necessarily feeling what you think you would be feeling if you were having that experience, because no one else is standing on the stream or on the emotional scale in the same proximity to what is wanted as you are. And so you cannot watch, for example, a beast and have any idea what the beast is thinking or feeling in that moment, because there's a whole different context of life that his vibrational escrow is about. You're following?
I am following. Before I let this rest, I just want to ask, so why can't I sit my hand down and let a spider come up on my hand and, you know, kind of pet it and kiss it and hug it? And why can't I do that with a squirrel or with a lion? Why is there what seems to be fear and what seems to be violence? Why is it that we can't really commune with and bond with the animals, and why can't we be close with them?
Well, you could do that if you are in vibrational alignment with who you are. Then the beasts of the planet would have a different relationship with you than if you are not in vibrational alignment with who you are. In other words, factoring out that they are looking for you for lunch, let's say that they are well fed, or that you are not someone that they are looking for lunch, and you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, the beasts of your planet will gravitate to you. Jerry and Esther have had so many experiences, and undoubtedly you have too, where they will be taking a walk through a wildlife refuge or a park of some kind, and at first when they get there,